And that's what death is.
Death. B-E-A-E-H. The big boy, the end game, as Marvel calls it. So I'm here today, not with Joey Lemieux, but with my brother Joey. And we're gonna do a death podcast. That's gonna be the main theme of the podcast. Death. Gruesome, bone-chilling death. That sweet relief when God or whatever it is takes you away. And you wonder what I find about, well, I'll start from the top. I feel like we've been in our family blessed, in quotation marks, to have dealt with some pretty good death pretty early in our lives. And it's kind of, I don't know, you kind of smile when you say it, but that's just trauma creeping in. You know,
so I've been jamming down deep for fucking many a year.
But it's, you know, I would bring my loved ones back, obviously, if I could, but you can't. And you learn, I think you learn a lot when you deal with that at such a young age. You learn that you got to keep your loved ones close, and you got to let those little things, go, because they don't matter in the big scheme of things. Like, the thing that's probably bugging you right now as you listen to this, if you die in the next hour or two, didn't matter, did it? The only thing that matters is getting up in the morning and having a shit. That's the main thing of life.
Yeah. Nothing get that going like a nice coffee. So have a good coffee. Don't have a shitty coffee.
That's the thing. And I like do that with everything. Like, if you're going to go out for dinner, get what the fuck you want to eat. Like, I know money is important and all this kind of shit, but like, just, you got to like do the things you love. You got to take time for yourself. You got to take time for your family. You got to try not to be stressed out. I know that's hard too, but like, it's all, we're all coming to this end.
Imagine you're like knocking on death's door. You think back and the last coffee you had was a PC West Coast dark K-cup.
That's the thing.
Wouldn't that fucking just irk you?
Grind your own beans, get some nice beans and have a fucking good coffee. Like, you're going to die. You are. Guaranteed. I'll fucking guarantee that you're dying. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Some of us are closer to death than others. Some of us wish for that release of death. I know lots of people are committing suicide these days. And like, don't do that. Try your best not to. You know? The reason why we decided to have a death podcast is because we had a death recently in our family. Our aunt passed away. So we're going to crack a beer for her right now, and we're going to catch a buzz. This Catching a Buzz segment brought to you by Auntie Dawn. Cheers to Auntie Dawn.
Salute.
And you know what? Death's very hard. It's hard on everybody. It's hard on the people that are closest to the people that pass away. And then you think, like, so say you think about someone who passed away, they got all this shit that you accumulate through your life, like just garbage stuff, most of it, right? And then you pass away and everybody's like, oh, I want that person's fucking belt sander or whatever.
Mom, he's talking to you right now.
But it's like, you look at all this stuff and that's sad too, because you think, man, oh man, they spent their whole lives accumulating these things. And you don't want them to go to the garbage. Like, they're your loved ones' things, but you can't keep everything of everybody that's ever died. Like, death's fucking tricky, but it's coming to everybody.
And you also don't want to be like, I don't want that shit.
That's the thing. Yeah. You got to still keep that thing in your heart. Like, you got to have something that maybe means something to you, or take that minute. You know, a lot of people will not think about when somebody dies. They're like, oh, I don't want to think about that. Like, you got to, like, not only is it, you know, you're kind of doing it for them, but you're doing it for yourself to remember, like, this person was really important to me. You know, you're out say you're out mushroom picking, and a person in your life who passed away liked mushroom picking. Excuse me. It's a good beer, by the way.
It is really good. Yeah.
Think about them when you're doing that, and like, I don't know. We're all over the place to start this podcast off, but all I know is that, with death, it's going to come to
everybody.
Exactly. But you don't know when it's fucking coming. Like, we've seen just in our lives, and I'm 40 and Joey's like 30 something. 38 probably. I'm almost 40. We've seen like every different, not every different kind of death, but a lot of different kinds. The tragic, like quick deaths, the slow, painful, sit at the hospital on death watch deaths, the fucking, like, you name it, we've seen it all, and they all suck. And we think about all the people that have died in our lives, like the suicides, the fucking, like, you name it, they're all there. We've seen it all, and they all fucking suck ass. But what it does teach you, and it's a really shitty fucking way to learn a lesson, but what it does teach you is live in the moment, because that's the only fucking important thing that there is, and to like be present with people, because they could be gone on their way home from your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, and nobody's immune to death. Like, we're all gonna fucking go there. So you gotta just try to live your life to the fullest and fucking love the people that you love and love them with fucking. And you know what's weird is like people that have experienced like a lot of death, a lot of them are like better people because they know what's at stake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like they've loved hard and lost, and they know like, holy fuck, like maybe I should have called that person when I was thinking about them, or maybe I should have, like, they're just, it's such a shitty way to look at it, but it's like they know what's at stake in friendships and in relationships and stuff like that. So they like, they give you everything they got because they know you could be fucking dead tomorrow, kind of thing. Yeah. So I don't know. One thing I wanted to talk about was there's, I don't know if Joey's going to bleep the names out when I give this podcast to him, but there's one guy in my notes here. I have my ideas for the death podcast. And there's one guy who died who's like, basically he was like, he had like sex with children. And then later on, I'm not going to say his name. You can probably put it together. So he had sex with kids for a bit. With, and then, just like, as they got older, he would, like, pay them off so they wouldn't tell anybody about it and stuff like that. And, like,
as far as rapists go, though, yeah.
He did it the better.
Nice.
I would say the better way. And he'd probably hire you if you needed a job.
Yeah. Blow of the blow variety, probably.
but now he's dead, too. Yeah. And now you wonder what happens after death. Is his fucking soul, like, hey, bud, you shouldn't have done that. You're getting fucking pitchforked for a while.
And those fucking people aren't getting paid anymore either.
That's the thing. Yeah. You got to ask for more money.
Even probably just try. No, don't pull the plug yet.
If you're like, if you got fucked by an old guy, if you got fucked by an old guy, you got to ask. You got to get your money now. You got to get paid now. It's like those.
It's like taking the money when you can catch relief.
It's like a running back put his first contract. Yeah. You don't have much time. You got to
play for the Jets.
You got to make your money now. Because the person that had sex with your body is going to die, just like everyone else is going to die. And that's what death is. It's that fucking end that's for everybody. Everybody gets it.
Yeah, and just try to get paid. No?
If you got fucked.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else there is about death. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, they all suck, eh? Whether you fucking, like in this situation, you get to say goodbye and everything. And people are like, well, at least, you know, got to say goodbye. Yeah, you know what sucks? Saying fucking goodbye to somebody. It's not like you're going to see them tomorrow. It's like, yeah, well, say goodbye because you're never going to see them again.
Exactly. Like, I'll give everybody like a rough rundown of like, so you're kind of in like a little bit of a line when everybody's saying goodbye. So you're kind of like, oh, goodbye, goodbye, cry, 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 all this. And now it's your turn to say goodbye.
Yeah.
So you can't go up and be like, hey,
how you doing?
Can't say how you doing.
Great.
And that's like a default greeting for somebody. Yeah? So you don't really know what to say. So you're kind of like, you got to just like, I don't know. I can give advice because it's happened to me, but I don't know. I'm fucking probably not right. But all I tried to do was like, one, put myself in that position if I was the one lying in the bed. And two, think about in 5 years from now, what would I have wanted myself to say? And basically all I could think of is just feel everything, be there, connect with the person the best you can, and just fucking feel it all. Because if you don't, it's not good for you, it's not good for them, it's not good for anybody. But that's like probably a good advice for any time, you know, is to just be there all the, like, be there, be where you are, be here. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't think about other shit. Experience.
It's not beer, it's be here.
Yeah.
Love guru.
But I think that's what's important in life. Feeling it all.
Oh, yeah.
The goods, the bads. You feel a lot of bads, but you feel a lot of goods.
And if you feel the bads, you drink whiskey. Good whiskey, though.
That's the thing. But you got to feel them, though. You can't put things aside. Try not to feel it. Like, oh, I can't do that. I don't deal good with that shit. Like, who does?
Yeah.
Like, you hear that a lot. And I get it, because I was like that, too, where it's like, I'm not good with this type of thing. Well, nobody's good with this type of thing. Nobody's just like, oh, I can't wait till someone dies, so I, because that's when I shine.
That's your Super Bowl.
No, it's all the same in that we all suck with it, but the only thing you can do is just fucking be there. If your friend has a friend who passed away, just fucking sit with them for a minute. Like, that's all they need. And like, a lot of people, like I've seen, like, so say you go to the grocery store after a loved one passes away, you either get, I want to have a moment with you right now, which maybe the grocery store is not the time and place, or you get just avoidance.
Yeah.
And neither one's like, sometimes you just want to go to the grocery store because you need milk, but also someone died that you loved yesterday. Yeah. So like, you don't want to go to the grocery store and cry for an hour, but you also don't want everybody to avoid you either. Like, it just, everything sucks about it.
Yeah, there's not really anything good. No,
but it is what it is. We're just kind of rambling on talking about things, but you know, you probably got a sick loved one. Everybody's thinking of somebody right now, probably while we're talking about this, that either just recently passed away, is going to pass away soon. If they're still alive, give them a buzz. Go have a coffee with them.
Well, shit, shoot.
And not only even, but, and that's the thing too. It's not, you can't just do it if someone's going to die, because like, tomorrow's not guaranteed to any of us, you know? Like, my chest hurts right now. I could die halfway through this podcast. You don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't know how to use this program though, so don't do that.
Yeah. This will never reach the airwaves.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just rambling. You got anything to say about death?
Ah. I think you touched on all of them. It just sucks. Everything about it sucks. But you have a nice fucking cold beer and watch the Masters and just push it down deep where you don't have to deal with it for 10 years. Until something comes up and you're like, ah, God.
And then it comes out as a zit.
Yeah. Ingrown hair.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the opposite of what you should do, but
yeah, no, it is.
Death, you know, it's kind of a thing. Like, I was talking to Joey Lemieux about this, and I said, you know, like, me and my brother are thinking about doing this podcast, and it's like, and we're kind of like laughing a bit right now, but that's just because
I'm sick.
Yeah.
Sick humans.
Both sick.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where you, it's kind of like vulnerable to talk about this kind of thing, but it, in the end, it fucking happens to everybody. Like, you got to just, I don't know, love fucking hard. And I mean, I think if you ask anybody if they would rather, you know, if somebody dies, if you think, oh man, I'd rather just I wish I would have, like, and I've done this too, like, as younger, if not so much with death, but say somebody's moving away, a friend of mine, I'll kind of like give them like a little pre push away. Like, I'll be like, I'm not gonna be friends with them because they're moving anyways, because it hurts less when they move, you know? But it's kind of like that too with like old people. It's almost like a retrain to like, as our grandparents get older, we kind of slowly start to pull away, it almost feels like. I do anyways, because I know that they're gonna die soon and I want it to hurt less when they die.
Yeah. Does it?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I almost think it's like an unconscious thing that I'm doing. Like, I don't intentionally do it. But I think it's like a thing that's like deep in my fucking bones. That it's like, well, maybe it'll be easier if I just kind of like, instead of just like talk to them all the time and all of a sudden they're dead, it's like, fuck. You know? To just kind of slowly almost phase them out of my life so it doesn't affect my day to day as much when they're gone. And it's wrong to do that.
Probably also not the right route.
But,
Yeah.
like, I can literally, I was just thinking in my head as I was talking, I could, like, start naming the people that have passed away in my life, and there's a fucking list.
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive, eh? That 04-05 was a fucking pretty tough year.
And I find it feels different. It's not any harder or any less hard. When you're younger, death feels different than when you're older. It's like when you're younger, like, we had an uncle who passed away when I was 18 or 19.
Yeah, I was 13, 14-ish, October 04.
Yeah. And I was super close with him. And it was kind of like you just never saw it coming. You never thought about it. I never did anyways back then. It was just everybody lives forever and everybody's, and then all of a sudden it happens, like, I'm just never gonna get to talk to that person again, and like, it fucking sucks. And then that changed me as a human, like, big time.
Oh,
Like, it
yeah.
changed everything about the way I look at
That was like,
life.
that was the first real death we dealt with.
Yeah.
And then fucking bing bang, bingo, bango, bongo, grandma, grandpa within a fucking year of that.
But I mean, there's probably people listening to this that have had way worse
Yeah.
traumas in their life, and there's people in
Fuck
this
it.
that have people listening probably right now that have never had anybody die in their lives.
Yeah.
And whether that's a, I mean, it's just a matter of time. But it does change you in a way. And like, I find when I was younger, because of that, like, youthful, like, naivete, whatever that word is, you know, you don't think anybody's gonna die. You don't even think about it. And then as you get older and you see this person, this person, this person, one of your best friends fucking commits suicide, somebody you're super close with fucking gets cancer, then this happens, it's like, holy motherfuck.
It's okay. I need a fucking little break from this shit here for a bit.
Know, but it's, you don't ever get that, I don't think. Which makes you wiser as you get older, I think.
Yeah.
In a way, you just,
It subconsciously just start living more.
yeah.
I know I have in the last few years.
Yeah, just do what the fuck you want. Don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And try to leave, try to like be good to the world. And I mean, it's kind of probably a narcissistic thing to say, but it's like, when I die, I want like at least five or six people to care.
I want people to fucking
Yeah, like
cry.
one of those, like, just fucking walking up the stairs to the funeral home, just the person on their knees who just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
I want to take three or four people with me because they're not like I'm gonna shoot them up.
Yeah,
But they're just so depressed.
they can't deal. Yeah, forget.
No, but I mean, who knows the fucking, who knows what the right answer is with death, you know?
Deal with it, be there, and fucking that's all. What else the fuck can you do? Sucks no matter how you do it. Say goodbye, don't get to say goodbye, fucking this and that, it all fucking blows, but you know.
This has been one of the funniest
Oh,
podcasts.
fucking bone-chillingly funny.
Humor.
Yeah.
That's why I like to have a laugh, you know?
Yeah. Have a laugh, play some golf.
Watch the Masters yesterday.
Yeah, quite good. Quite nice. Really nice to look at on the TV, too. Watching these people I'll never be even close to good at, calling them fucking stupid idiots for trying stupid stuff. And I would have made that 41-footer, Scotty Scheffler.
Downhill
Yeah.
with a right-handed.
Yeah. Wow, you shouldn't have leaned into her like that.
He's got his back to the hole while he's putting this.
Yeah.
This isn't going to go in, and then it almost goes in. The Masters. That's those Georgia.
Yeah.
Those Georgia links. No, but...
not enough peaches at the Masters.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, this has been the Death Podcast.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a good chuckle.
Well, hopefully you can kind of... I don't know. People probably turned it off halfway through.
Yeah.
Joey's going to have to add music to the background, like a Grey's Anatomy episode, just to keep people listening.
Yeah, just like the Augusta fucking... ding, ding, ding. This is the Death Podcast.
Oh, it's just one of those, you know? I feel like, you know what we would need to do? We need to do a real good Death Podcast.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. Do like a whole handful of mushrooms. And then just get into the feels and just cry the whole time.
Yeah. You need one of those fucking things, that the mics that clip on your shirt, though, in case you want to go on a quest.
Yeah. You need a quest mic.
Yeah.
And then just cry, but do like a 6-part fucking series. One episode's just crying for 20 minutes. But if I could leave anybody with one little thought about life from somebody who's dealt with some pretty aggressive trauma. Just fucking love, you know? Just love the person you're with. Love the fucking children. Those big fucking bright-eyed kids. Look them in the eyes. Laugh with them. You know? And get a dog.
Oh, yeah. Dogs are fucking sick. You have to vacuum every day? Sure. You have to pick up big, massive, fucking wet, stinky piles of shit? Sure. When you come home and fucking work at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you got somebody to give a rub down to. It's like a little cocaine hit every time you get home.
Yeah. Couldn't be more excited to see you.
This is the first year since I've had this house that I didn't have to clean up a whole bunch of dog shit. And it kind of sucked.
Yeah. Well, you come to my house, it's fucking tons. My one dog's good. She goes across the street and shits in the fucking woods.
Nice.
But my other dog would run away. She was off a leash, so she shits in the yard.
Yeah, nothing you can do?
No.
Just got big piles of stinky dog shit everywhere.
Yeah.
All but because you need them. Someone to fucking hug when you get home from work at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, and I don't want to wake the kids up, because that's daddy time. 2 in the morning when I get home from work.
It'd be funny if you didn't have a dog, you go right into the baby's room. They're like, yeah. It was a little.
Nick, kid's up. I gotta go to bed. I just got in from work.
Oh, that's the thing. We should get a dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been the Death Podcast.
Yeah.
Where we spoke about death for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Anything, Dad?
Well, I just hope the Death Podcast is more fun than dealing with a death. That's not as fun.
Yeah. And everybody does it differently. Everybody thinks.
Yeah. Some people go on a bit of a bender. That's not me. Too cheap.
Yeah, there's the bender way of doing things.
Yeah. There's the push everything down deep, deal with it in 10 years fucking route. Also not as good.
You see it all, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you just, and who knows, maybe we're doing everything wrong.
Yeah. Just gotta fucking have your friends over, have a dinner party.
Have a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Drink some fucking Don Julio 1942. Okay. That doesn't make you fucking feel better.
What will? Anyways, don't die, everyone.
Yeah, don't die.
No one is going to listen to the advice we just gave.